With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's not going it alone. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be joined by European and NATO leaders later today when he visits the White House or talks with President Trump.
Zelensky, who was not invited to the Alaska summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin, won't be alone for talks with Donald Trump. Leaders from France, Britain, Germany, Italy, and Finland will also be attending. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says Putin has agreed that the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And when you press Secretary of State Rubio for details of the Ukraine talks, you don't get much.
These negotiations, as much as everyone would love it to be a live pay-per-view event, these discussions only work best when they are conducted privately in serious negotiations.
Rubio tells ABC's This Week program that compromise is key to ending the war in Ukraine. In his words, you can't have peace agreements unless both sides give and get. Hurricane Erin has strengthened, Category 4 storm packing 130-mile-per-hour winds. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands being lashed by the storm's outer bands. North Carolina's Outer Banks could feel Erin's fury in just a few days.
Rainfall is a concern, but the tropical storm force winds, the rip currents, the heavy surf, that's going to certainly be a concern as well as storm surge.
Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center. Authorities in Tremonton, Utah, say two police officers were killed, a third wounded in a shooting last night. It happened as officers were responding to a disturbance call in the community north of Salt Lake City. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 19 points. The NASDAQ futures are off 44 points. This is SRN News. A call for American leadership.
Religious freedom is in decline almost everywhere in the world that you look, and Miles Windsor says the U.S. needs to do something about it. He's with the Religious Freedom Institute, and in a Newsweek op-ed, he says, quote, there are both humanitarian and deeply strategic reasons for prioritizing international religious freedom and foreign policy. Where such freedoms are safeguarded, democracy is more robust, conflicts are less likely, and the prospect of trade opportunities abound. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It is very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. A congregation in East Java had a construction project underway but has now shut down by the government despite having previously obtained all necessary permissions. This has been a long fight for GKJW Church, which first obtained the land for the building in 1995 through a land grant. The congregation has been fighting ever since to get the building put up. This is SRN News. Well, apparently a growing number of Americans are avowed teetotalers, concerned about the impact of alcohol on their health.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Postal Service is facing congressional attempts to strip billions of dollars in funding that had been set aside for the purchase of electric vehicles. Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she is going to go ahead with a bill that would rescind what's left of $3 billion worth of federal funding for EV purchases. More details at SRNNews.com.